Construction workers installed window panes and road cranes to work on the top layers of the arena. The voter-approved $130 million Summit Arena broke ground in November 2019. Workers labored through the coronavirus pandemic, labor and supply shortages, and the recent 100-degree heat wave. But it's expected to be completed on time in early October. Andrew Corson is a senior project manager with Mortenson Skull Construction.
Basically, at this point, it's a lot of final finishes, a lot of testing. We start here in a couple of weeks. We'll start testing the fire alarm system. We've started going through final inspections with the city inspectors.
The arena has contemporary architecture, natural lighting, and modern features, such as communal lounge areas and grab-and-go markets. It has a ribbon board and wants the Rapid City government to let it apply for a $1 million loan for a center-hung scoreboard and video display. Priscilla Dominguez is the marketing director at the monument. She says a bigger venue means more guests and visitors, which means more money for the community.
Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo and Rodeo Rapid City is at its limits. We know that everybody is staying a night, at least one night in a hotel room, more than likely two or three. They're eating in restaurants, they're getting gas. If they are our rural ranchers like that, they're probably doing most of their big shopping here, whether that be at Sam's Club or Walmart or the grocery store.
The summit will celebrate its first event on October 8th with the Black Hills Powwow. For SDPB, I'm Arielle Zients in Rapid City.